Our last solo selection on this program is a set of preludes for solo cello by the Russian composer Sofia Gubaidulina. She was born in Kristopol in 1931. She studied piano and composition at the Conservatory of Kazan and at the Moscow Conservatory with a Shostakovich pupil. She has written that Shostakovich and Anton Webern were the greatest influences on her work. She became a freelance composer in 1963 and in 1975 founded the improvisation group Astraea. She has been living in Germany since 1992. Gubaidulina benefited from the championship of the violinist Gidon Kremer in the early 1980s when little music from the Soviet Union was yet known outside of it. Now she's getting well known in the West as well. The 10 preludes for cello solo, of which we'll play the first 9, were written in 1974. They are abstract, short studies on specific sound-producing techniques. Throughout the course of the series, the preludes explore the contrasts between staccato and legato in numbers 1 and 2, the subtle shading found in the attaching and removing of a mute in number 3, the ricocheting sounds created by throwing the bow against the string so that it bounces in number 4, the nasal character that comes from bowing on the bridge, sul ponticello, and the quieter effect of playing on the fingerboard, sul tasto, in number 5, the ghostly character of the harmonic in number 6, the dancing character produced by playing at the tip of the bow, punta d'arco, in number 7, and the difference plucking a string or bowing it has on the music in numbers 8 and 9. All that is quite an interesting set of exercises for the cellist, and yet the preludes are really not about technique at all, but about sound itself, its mysteries, and our devotion to them. As her colleague Ustvolskaya has said, this is music that seems to exist in its own time and space, not the intimate personal world of music made in the chamber. Now, preludes for cello solo by Sofia Gubaidulina, performed by Maya Beiser.